From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Got a show to do, don't we?
Got to shut the fuck up and fucking do a podcast.
Sitting here with our headphones around our neck.
I said I had no idea what was going on in the world, and we fucking talked over the goddamn opening. The show's fucking, over.
Fucking nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Doesn't make a fucking bit of difference
to
you or me.
No,
you know?
Doesn't.
Really doesn't.
Nope. Welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Produced by future podcast Hall of Fame producer Doug Reacharound. I am Brian Wise. Sitting across from me is the acoustical menace, Jeff Durant.
Is there a podcast Hall of Fame?
There should be.
Yeah, we should start that. Podcast Hall of Fame started by two guys. Do you guys have a podcast?
But let me check something.
Uh-oh.
I think it'll be a couple weeks till this show is posted.
Okay.
So no one will fucking know. I'm going to see if it's available. I'm going to see if I can buy podcasthalloffame.com.
Oh.
I'm going to see if it's out there.
Oh.
Let's see. Jeff Durant, the acoustical menace. Between his sniffling and his fucking chair creeping. And, oh, my Christ. Let's see. Podcasthalloffame.com. Podcast, it redirects to podcasthof.com.
Is it available?
No.
No.
It's a real website. 2022 induction ceremony was last year, March, in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
These are last year's inductees.
Okay.
Into the podcast.
Okay.
Dr. Virginia Campbell.
Oh, yes.
Brain science.
Yes, of course.
Mark Maron. We've all heard of Mark Maron.
Oh, yeah.
Nicalia Matthews Akome.
Sure.
Side Hustle Pro is the podcast.
Okay.
Dr. Emily Morse. Sex with Emily.
Okay.
Dave Slusher. Evil Genius Chronicles. Evo Terra. Simpler Media Productions, Glenn Washington, Snap Judgment, and Molly Wood, This Week in Startups, hosted by Damona Hoffman, whoever that is.
Sure.
I don't know who she is, but I would like for her to munch on my ball bag.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I would. Yes.
So attractive young lady.
Yeah, I like her.
Sure.
Damona Hoffman. That is the podcast Hall of Fame.
I'll be damned. It exists.
It does exist.
We'll get there.
No, we're not going to ever get there. I mean, Mark Maron is in there, but Mark Maron is a certain political persuasion, and that helps.
Sure.
So I don't think we would have that. I'll tell you, too, this Nicalia Matthews Okome is also...
yeah? Ravishing?
Ball-dippable, yeah.
Ball-dippable?
Yeah. I like her. I like her a lot. Anyways, how are we doing, everybody?
I'm fucking tired.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're running your ragged, huh?
I about sat here and fell asleep. Ooh. Juicy.
I was about an hour late getting to the studio today. And yeah. I come walking in and Jeff was just about out.
Yep.
I expected to find you sleeping on a couch back there.
I forget it's there. Bad? Yeah.
It's bad.
Jesus. Yeah. Thank you later. Huh?
Yeah. Trust me, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay? That's gnarly.
Nice. Nice.
Ah, damn. It tastes like a... I had a bowl of... My sleep was so fucked up. I went to bed... I have to sleep twice a day. Because I have sleep apnea.
Right.
In all likelihood. But I don't have a machine yet. So I'll sleep for 2 or 3 hours and I wake up, you know, heart racing, unable to breathe.
Jesus.
I'll be dead before you know it. But anyways, that's why I put myself in my Deadpool this year. Came home, did this thing. I was sent a link to a thing I had to do. And then I did show prep. It got to be about 7 o'clock. I got altogether 6 stories.
Okay.
All of them had audio. Felt pretty good about it. 7 o'clock, I'm going to go take a nap for a few hours. And as soon as I get into fucking bed, Sophie, my cat, she waits till I get into bed. And then only then does the fucking dog start barking next door.
Of course.
Only then. And so I fucking finally about, Sophie, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You know, if you throw her over to the dogs, you solve all the problems.
That's my baby.
Yeah.
She's got a birthday coming up.
Does she?
Sophie will be, let's see. We're recording on May 10th. Her birthday is the 13th, so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
We'll have to have a cat party.
Sure.
She will be 9 this year.
I fucking love a good pussy party.
That takes me back. You said something on the show a few weeks ago about when we were talking about smashing little Debbies in my face. About how it used to be I'd go online looking for pussy. Now I go online looking for snack cakes.
Looking for snack cakes. Yeah.
That's stayed with me for a few weeks.
I get these videos in my TikTok feed occasionally of there are, you know, websites you can go to and order snacks, like from all over the world. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, we got an order from so-and-so. Let's go pack this order. And, man, the shit they're packing up. Some of these foreign countries got some kick-ass fucking candy that I really want to try.
Well, let's fucking do it. What are we doing?
You know what
we
really...
I don't know.
Yeah, we should order a...
We're a show.
They probably got the pussy chips. We got pussy chips, too.
We're
so.
An entertainment juggernaut. We ought to be able to get some fucking snacks in here. For God's sake.
Foreign snacks.
We do 2 shows a week, for God's sake. We're the Iron Man of podcast.
Are we really?
No, we're not.
Okay.
But I got to say, there are a couple podcasts I subscribe to that do a show a day.
Jesus.
That is bananas.
Yeah, that really is bananas.
I can't even imagine.
Ew.
Jeff, if we had subscribers, I'd only do 4 shows a week. There's no way I could do a Friday show. That's crazy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, you know, you can get a Kit Kat, but it's from Indonesia, and it's, you know, I don't know, fucking crab flavored or something. It's, you know.
What is it, made with flood water? What's going on there? See, many years ago, there was
it's got a salty, fishy taste to it.
dates.
That tsunami was like 50 years ago.
See, that was season one for us.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. The floating McDonald's. Floating
McDonald's. Yeah. I have that. You want to play it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's hit the Wayback Machine here.
Thankfully, it's a short clip.
Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah. I got to find it. It's all the way back in season one. Let's see here. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Floating McDonald's.
Clips. Degenerate, falling, floating. Here it is.
German police said on Monday they have captured a man behind...
Oh, that's not it. Let's see.
God damn, you sound like you're 12.
I know, buddy. It's fucking bananas.
That's awesome.
German police said on Monday they have captured a man behind a rash of brutal sex assaults on horses, donkeys, and sheep. 47-year-old man with a history of mental illness. No way. What?
Really?
What? Jeff, quit clicking your fucking pen in 2005. Knock it off.
I want you to go back and edit that out.
That was probably fucking me.
History of mental illness.
Jesus, how could you not see that coming?
No way.
We got it, Brian.
Admitted to 12 attacks on animals since the middle of last year and is suspected of another 10 cases.
Quit clicking your fucking pen!
Were fatal.
Fatal?
Fatal.
Okay.
Fatal.
Jakarta, Indonesia, again, does not have a flag on the moon.
I doubt they ever will.
They don't have much.
We ought to get back to that. In the early days of the show, our whole way of determining if your country was worth taking seriously was whether you had a flag on the moon.
Right.
Third world / flag on the moon. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good fucking barometer.
Indonesia's president said on Tuesday he had been told to slaughter 1,000 sheep to prevent a repeat of the disastrous quakes that have hit his country, but he rejected the advice as superstitious nonsense. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono.
Yeah, Dr. Vinny Boombots.
Said, presumably in some third world toilet language, he had been bombarded with telephone text messages, or SMS, saying sacrificial lambs could calm the seismic forces that have claimed thousands of lives.
Jeff says a really smart thing here, I think.
You want to take a second, hang that back up?
Yeah, I got it, man. I'm on it.
This is a
You remember what happened there?
No.
We were in the studio at the Meadows.
Yeah.
At Camp TGO, and I had to put blankets up over the windows to keep the sun out.
That's right, because it got like fucking 8,000 degrees in there.
And I had to duct tape them up there.
Yep.
Because I was poor. And fucking, the one fell off the wall. One fell off is what happened.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
That have claimed thousands of lives. You want to take a second, hang that back up?
Yeah, I got it, man. I'm on it.
This is a fucking taco job. I wish we had the camera running right now. So you guys at home could see what a fucking taco job this studio / study is.
Holy shit. Oh, I forgot about that.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Beautiful.
Ooh. Oh, nice assist from...
This is in the Ron Mexico days. Season one, man.
Yeah.
This is, say, quote, Mr. President, please slaughter 1,000 sheep.
Hmm, okay. So, killing 1,000 sheep will somehow miraculously cur the geographic forces that are...
Were we drinking?
...constantly at work on our planet.
Yeah.
Season one, we did drink.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, that's why we... Season two, I go, Jeff, we can't drink anymore, buddy. We cannot drink anymore.
Interior Ministry looks set to allow prostitutes to tout for business in shopping malls. Again, Hungary, a country without a flag on the moon. Ministry is thinking of allowing dedicated shopping centers where prostitutes could
say the same three things over and over again.
Hey, you're still doing that.
Wait, shut your mouth. I am a repeating asshole. I repeat myself all the time.
All the time?
Serves you right. I'm letting that one get over there, you fucking asshole.
All the time.
All the
time. All rock, all the time.
You had a great idea where we do like a, was it Rock and Roll Kid Toucher Hour or something, like an actual radio show?
Oh.
Like a radio station? We have got.
The Fist, right?
Yeah.
Was it The Fist?
Well, it was.
69.9 The Fist or something? Or
that was season two. We were going to have that gimmick. You said in the last few weeks, Rock and Roll Kid Toucher Hour. We really got to do that.
Oh.
Some shitty foreign newspaper is quoted as saying, quote, there is nothing intrinsically wrong legally with an entertainment center without gratification. Hungary allows local governments to set so-called zones of patience.
What? Zones of patience?
For the country's up to 20,000 prostitutes.
That's a lot.
I bet you that guy with the farm animals is connected to this story somehow. Germany, Hungary, hell, they're all the same.
Nah, they're all the same. They are all the same, really. It's just the same third world toilet with a different fucking clickety-click language or whatever.
Same third world toilet, different fucking handle to flush it with.
That's right.
Clickety-click language.
But we're going to make friends.
I defend that.
Real quick on this show, aren't we?
The more of these fucking shitholes we liberate from themselves, the fucking better. All right?
Dude.
Sorry.
You really sound like you're fucking 12. That's amazing.
2005, when we were doing this show, I was 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have been 33 that year. So, but when we were doing this, I was 32.
Wow.
You thought my balls would have dropped by that point, right?
I can't get a fucking flag on the moon.
Right.
Follow us, all right?
We got it. Brian and Jeff.
You know what really surprises me, though?
This might be the greatest radio show of all time right here.
We've had a flag on the moon since the late 60s.
69.
And there is not one fucking golden arch on that moon. Why is that? Somebody please tell me that.
However, this
is... You know how
see, that was before I was enlightened to the whole Stanley Kubrick version of moon landing. That was old Believer Jeff back in the day.
So I'm going to tell you... I tell you how long ago this was. There is now, and there has been for the last couple, I mean, not long, but for the last couple of years, there has been a restaurant on the moon.
There has?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was not aware of this. Well, when did this happen?
Well, the food is great, but there's no atmosphere.
Yeah, just. I really hate you.
I don't care.
I hate you. Edit that out.
Well, no, I can't.
We liberate from themselves the fucking better, all right? Sorry. If they want to live in shitholes, good for them, all right? But
you want to get a fucking flag on the moon.
We got it,
right?
Follow us, all right? You know what really surprises me, though?
This might be the greatest radio show of all time right here.
We've had a flag on the moon since the late 60s.
69.
And there is not one fucking golden arch on that moon. Why?
I'm going to tell you something. I gave you a lot more for that than you deserve.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Ha, I was Mr. Happy to
be there. Your chortle was very enthusiastic.
Happy to be there, guy. Yes, sir.
Supporting your co-host.
I was doing
that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Tell me that.
However, this
because you know how this fucking country works.
We do have the world's only floating McDonald's, though.
What?
In St. Louis. I've been on it.
It's long since closed, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the Mississippi.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then
a
if
floating
you go,
McDonald's.
Yeah, if you go to the mile down the road, you can gamble. It's fucking brilliant.
What about all the...
You hear Livia scratching on the fucking glass?
Yeah.
Between... That's what that sound is.
The door.
No. Or... It was... it might have been on the door, but...
Wasn't that door...
There was a door going into the studio. She may have been clawing on that, but you can hear her scratching on the fucking... Ah, my poor baby.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Livia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the Mississippi.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then
a
if
floating
you go,
McDonald's.
Yeah, if you go to the mile down the road, you can gamble. It's fucking brilliant.
What about all the fat-ass people walking on there to get a double Big Mac, you know, meal with a fucking bucket full of fries?
Oddly enough, Indonesia also has a floating McDonald's.
Yeah.
Ron Mexico.
They got a lot of floating stuff over there.
Corpses.
Jesus. Horses.
That was an ad lib, by the way.
Good old days.
Oh, boy. I would not go back. Maybe I would go back. But only if I knew what I know now. You know what I mean? Only if I...
I couldn't go back to that time period in my life. No fucking way, man. There was way... No. Oh, my God. From 05 to...
I'd go back to... I would go back to 18 and do it all over again. 100%. But you have to let me know what I know now.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But I think everybody...
I'd go back to 18 if I could keep my... Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would tear off even more pussy than I did.
Oh, I can honestly say that if I could go back and do it again from 18, the timeline of my life would be a lot.
Oh boy, I mean, yeah,
a lot different.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that. It's about time for a new phone.
Found out the ex-wife is going to be an ex-wife again.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
So yeah.
This is her second marriage.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, now this is what I keep saying. When I, you know, if enough people leave you, sooner or later you have to realize it's your fault. You're the common denominator. And so, like, you know, people who've been married, divorced 3 or 4 times.
Right.
You're the problem.
Yeah.
So I know when it comes to women, I know I'm the problem. Now, I've said on this show, look, Jennifer and Kylie were wrong. They were just wrong. But for whatever reason, they chose what they chose.
Sure.
And the historical record is, the historical record says, I'm the problem. So I just go, whatever it is women want, I don't have it. I'll fucking wash my hands of it, and I'll walk away, okay? I don't know that your ex-wife has the ability to reflect inward that way. I don't know that she
She doesn't see her own reflection in a mirror. I see. I don't know why you think she could reflect inwards. I really do genuinely try to be, you know, a good guy and not... you know, revel in other people's misery. But God damn it, I got to tell you. And I found this out from one of my kids.
Okay.
One
of the two that still talk to you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was a little too real for the OTG.
And I got to tell you, there was, you know, because according to her, I was the bad one. I was the... you know, the reason for everything and, you know, everyone's problems.
Yeah, I know.
And Daddy-O, I couldn't be happier because I am happy. I am content.
You're
in a great fucking life.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't be fucking happier.
You co-host one of the funniest podcasts
exactly.
in America.
Exactly.
You're a fucking multimillionaire, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
and he's still humble enough to fucking work this guy.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
If I had Jeff Durant money, you'd never hear my fat ass on a fucking podcast again.
No?
Nah, that's probably not true.
Yeah. You're getting closer.
To what?
Durant money.
I am?
You're getting closer.
Ooh. I think I know what you make, and I'm not close to what you make.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, though, I am, for a guy with no kids, at my age, I'm doing
all right.
Well.
You're doing all right.
Yeah. If I could just quit going to the casino, I'll be doing fine.
So I told you, know, we were there last Friday, had dinner with some friends and everything.
I went early
Saturday. Dude, I couldn't win nothing to save my life. I did sit down at a machine. We had about 15 minutes before dinner, and I sat down at a machine and kind of lost like $20 pretty quick on it. And then won about 40 on it, got it back up. And then, because I always start with like $100.
Yeah, right.
So by the time I cashed out, we went to dinner, I think I was right about 90.
All right.
So, you know, I'm like, well, you know, maybe this will be all right. Man, after dinner and shit, every fucking machine I sat at couldn't hit nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
I went last Saturday morning about 3 a.m.
Well, what's that place like? Is it pretty dead?
It's only the degenerates at 3 o'clock right, in the morning. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's the first thing.
Just I'll the tell dregs. You.
But I went with $400.
Oof. Jesus Christ.
You gotta get up to my
who's got the fucking money here?
You gotta get up to my level, Daddy.
I guess so.
I put $200 in and played it down to about...
Yeah, that was just a candy machine in the fucking lobby.
Don't fucking... Don't get mad at me because you're not a big spender at the casino, you fucking asshole. Let me see. I put in $200, played it down to about 40... 30 or 40...
From what? Oh, from 200.
From two.
Gotcha, okay.
So I still had two in my pocket.
Yeah, okay.
I played that down to about 30 or 40, and then I couldn't not hit. Every machine I sat at paid me.
Wow.
So I got up to 260.
Right.
So I was up. So I came from down 160 to up 60.
Okay.
And then lost it all.
No, Jesus.
That's all right. It's fine.
So you started with 400. What were you up to at your highest?
460.
Oh, 460. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you know. But then you lost it all.
But I wasn't done having fun.
Yeah.
So I stayed.
So, okay. You always say you put in a shift. You went there. You got there at 3.
Yeah.
What time did you leave?
6:30.
Okay. That's a half day.
Hours.
It's a half day.
Yeah, that's a half day.
You put a half day in.
I did.
Right on.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. So. But now, I mean, I have to get into oil pan this week. The next payday, I have to get some transmission lines. I start saving for the house. So it's, so I can't not go for a while.
Yeah.
I have to not go, yeah. But that's all right. It is okay. I wasn't even really going to go last week, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
I just kind of get up. I better go to work. The only job where I pay them, you know.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah. You know what? it's time for the news. Oh, if I could almost not verp before I fucking announce the news segment, that would be helpful.
Verp. Nice.
Anything taste worse than a verp?
Nope.
Oh, it's all fucking vinegary and cinnamony and hot and like burns your throat.
I don't know, man. You ever had spoiled milk? You ever accidentally drink spoiled milk?
No.
That's fucking gross.
Here's why. Because if I know it's close, I'll smell it before it. And I go, nope, got to dump it.
Dude, I was like 11, 12. No. I'm sorry. I was about 14. And me and my mom and dad had traveled to see some relatives. And we were sitting there and, you know, I was offered a glass of milk, so I took it. Fucking took a big swig out of that motherfucker. Whoa. I to this day, I fucking never forgot that fucking, and I, now I'm a little more cautious. I'll fucking sniff it. I mean, if it's out of my own fridge, I know where it's at, and it's gross.
In New York that time?
No, this was in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma.
Time for the news on TGO Radio, everybody.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Elena, thank you. And now we want to start with our other top story tonight. A transgender woman found not guilty. Now this after she was charged with public indecency because she used the women's locker room at the Xenia YMCA. Now a judge... Thus ruled Rachel Glines didn't break any laws. And Mamie, I know you've kind of been following this story for us. You spoke with her legal team today.
I know you've been kind of following. Were you assigned to follow the story or not?
Okay, so
she's not kind of following it.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Of the tranny?
Yep.
Yeah?
I'm not even going to give you a tranny. If you don't get the surgery, you're a dude.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero, nada on your fucking
illness. You're a cross-dresser.
You're a cross-dresser. This guy, they didn't convict because he was too fat for his cock to be seen. I shit you not. That's the reason they didn't convict him. I'm going to show you a picture of this fucking born winner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it in color just for you.
So this guy got arrested for using a female locker room.
Yeah.
As a transvestite.
Yeah, as a cross-dresser. You're a cross-dresser.
But they try, well, I don't know if you can try somebody as a transvestite, but that's what he claims. Is that what he identifies as a transvestite?
He identifies as a girl, but.
Woo! That man has not seen his penis in decades. Nor, oh, Jesus. Can you imagine the smell?
No, Jeff, I can't. I know you'd have to get in the shower and get clean with a fire hose like it was Alabama in 54. Oh,
talk about spoiled milk. Gross.
I'm bringing it all back around on TGO Radio, everybody. Yeah. Monster.
That's Mama Cass. Come on.
Old ham sandwich himself. So they had the nerve to have a fucking presser after, you know, this guy gets away with this stuff, because that's how it always is.
Okay, so if you're just a dude dressed like a dude, I don't know, was this guy wearing a wig and dressed in a dress? Okay, so what's the law there in this town, county, whatever? If you're a dude, can you walk into a girl's locker room? If you're a girl, can you walk into a man?
That's the whole fucking debate. That's the whole debate now. What you got to be wary of is creeps like this fucking guy. Anyway, there was a presser outside of this motherfucker, and they're all out there like, yay! Here's audio from the presser. Well, thank you very much.
That's very funny.
All right. Kidding aside, there was an actual press conference. I do have some audio from the presser.
Okay. You know what? Okay, I see your point.
That's a romance language.
And a hell of an argument, I must say.
I must say.
Swayed me.
Bulletproof argument, yes. Yeah,
romance language. Oh, shit.
Elena, thank you. And now we want to start with our other top story tonight. A transgender woman found not guilty. Now this, after she was charged with public indecency.
That's the first problem. Calling that dude a woman. That's your first problem. Because you're not. We all like to pretend. But, you know, hey, remember when this shit first started? People were like, no, I'm going to identify as a piece of pizza. Well, now people are trying to fucking do that now.
Yes.
Where is an out-of-work Marine who knows a good chokehold when we fucking need one?
Where's the good guy with the chokehold?
That's right. I gotta fucking have a ticker tape parade for that fucking guy.
Women's locker room at the Xenia YMCA. Now, a judge just ruled Rachel Glines didn't.
Did you know that it's fun to stay at the YMCA?
No, is it?
It is. Oh, yes.
I must confess to you here, I had not heard that before.
Yeah.
Is that so? Huh.
YMCA, fun to stay at the YMCA.
Well, Herbert.
Oh, boy. Hi, good morning, Fat Tranny's off the hook, everybody.
Elena, thank you. And now we want to start with our other top story tonight. A transgender woman found not guilty. Mamie, I know you've kind of been following this story for us. You spoke with her legal team today. And what did you learn?
I did. Well, the legal team tells me.
I learned that the smell was like kind of rotten tuna and dirty hair.
The legal team told me they had to call me back as the building was being evacuated for the smell.
They had to get ServPro in to fucking...
Stanley Steamer. Those people that take care of the fire damage.
Yes, it was Mold Remediation Company, but with funk.
speaking on behalf of their client at this time tell me that they believe their client still has a target on her back.
It's a fold. It's not a target.
Thank you. I was trying to think of something. It's a fold. It's multiple folds. Might look like a target, I guess.
Yes, when you kind of...
The way the folds droop.
When you kind of bunch it all together. I bet it does look like a target.
It's a fold.
I bet if you lift it up, you can find treats.
Little snacks. Fucking Jimmy Hoffa.
I don't know why I thought that was funny.
Supporting your co-host. Thank you, sir.
I'm here for you, buddy. Uh-huh.
However, they believe the right decision was made.
Uh-huh.
She's relieved this was really weighing on her.
Yes. In the same way he was weighing on the Earth's crust. Yeah, I bet it was. He's so idiot.
Hey, he's got a lot on his mind.
No. Fluid, maybe. This fucking waterhead buffoon. The Earth's crust.
I feel the Earth move under my feet.
Fucking cracks the concrete when he walks like giant Ant-Man. Fuck you, fat tranny.
Half of the North American continental shelf broke away today. Epicenter seems to be a lawyer's office.
Fucking chair broke. Bigfoot was sitting in, next thing you know.
Old Jed's a millionaire.
However, they believe the right decision was made.
She's relieved this was really weighing on her.
The attorneys represent.
I wish I'd have fucking. That's so good, man.
I really hope she said that on purpose.
Charged with indecent exposure, speaking for the first time.
It was our position that.
Oh, gee, wah, Wookie.
Jinka, Wookie. Oh,
I'm Solo. Fucking fat monster. Beat it.
And kind of tried to twist the law to fit this case into a certain mold that it just didn't fit in.
It's not fitting in much, man. Let me tell you something.
We are having a good time here today.
That cat is not fitting in too many places, let me tell you.
Jeff, we got it. His
pants, his shirt.
When do you get on a
doorway? Where do you get... 14-foot garage door.
Where do you get underwear that large? Where does it happen?
Tent store?
That's
I don't know.
Fucking, yeah, the Dick's Sporting Goods.
You want $20 or a ball of dicks?
I'll take the ball of dicks, sir.
Found not guilty by a Xenia Municipal Court judge. This after using the locker room that aligns with her gender identity at the Xenia YMCA.
Just rolling his eyes. Listen, sometimes I know people want to be quote unquote open minded. And I know people want to try to accept things outside of their. Sometimes being open minded just means you're easy to fool. That's all it means.
Yep.
In a lot of cases, in most cases, frankly, this guy's got a problem. He should probably be on medication or punched really hard.
I don't think that's possible.
Until he straightens the fuck out.
You'd lose half your fucking arm.
Just say you're gay. Just say you want to take dick between your folds. You can't possibly get it into your stinky asshole.
Stop right now.
You can't possibly.
You showed me a picture of this guy, and now you're saying this. Just stop.
TQ Center saying this is a victory.
I hope that people will think twice before bringing these kind of charges, because...
No, not tonight. It's my time of the month. I hate it when you have diarrhea. No.
good. You'll be pink socket when you're 40. Congratulations on your fucking diaper, your gigantic diaper wearing, you fucking mongrel.
Man, live your life how you want, but why?
Keep everyone else the fuck out of it.
What is... What? Oh.
I don't think Rachel intended to do anything wrong.
The judge in this case ruled that there was no exposure because Glines did not show her private area in the locker room.
She couldn't. Can't.
Couldn't.
It. He. It can't. I want to know who the fuck verified this was a dude who looked. Who did it?
It's like a turtle. Yeah. Trying to find out whether a turtle is a boy or a girl.
You got to take a little bit, get the little head to pop up. Fucking.
I at least...
Fucking move the smegma around. Aged smegma.
FBI. This fall on Fox. Agent Smegma, FBI. Right after 911 Lone Star, this fall on Fox.
Agent Smegma, how can I help? You know, Agent Smegma's got that Joe Friday fucking monotone.
Yeah.
You know, gotta be. Yeah. You can't be happy with a name like Smegma.
Just the cracks, ma'am.
With a name like Smegma, it has to be good.
Better be good. Smegma.
Jesus.
Executive director of the Fairborn YMCA testified.
Couldn't show his dick because he was too fat. His gunt was covering it up. He's roughly the size of the couch they're going to have to peel him off of when he's dead.
Roughly.
Women's locker room at all YMCA facilities. I spoke with law professor Tom Hagel about the outcome in this case.
Result.
Did ya?
Was correct. These are the types of issues that are going to come up constantly until the issue is resolved concerning the rights of people who are in transition.
Glines was facing three counts of...
Barely people. Barely people. I like to pretend I'm a podcast star, but it doesn't leave this fucking studio.
Doesn't mean I can walk into the Podcast Hall of Fame and start throwing my dick around.
Jeff Durant, bringing it back around for the audience. That's why he's a fucking professional, ladies and gentlemen.
For incidents that took place from September to November, one involving Janelle Holloway.
I mean, take your time. Holy shit.
Who says she didn't feel comfortable with Glines using the women's locker room.
Because he's a guy.
His name is Darren Glines. Yeah, I've known Darren for a lot of years.
She dead named him.
Yeah.
Oh. No, she's going to be in the news. I can't believe she did it. Fuck your mother.
I'll be honest. I've known him well. And I've written him a letter.
In this letter, she...
Angry letter.
Strongly worded letter.
Exactly.
She writes in part, I've prayed more for you these past 6 months.
Yeah, where'd that get you? Fucking nowhere.
Than I ever did the previous 22 years of knowing you. Going through these last 6 months is not something that I would have ever chosen to do. But God has been faithful to me in so many areas of life. The Holloways who were subpoenaed tell me... They are disappointed by the judge's ruling.
And disgusted in some ways.
What do you say to people who believe you're being transphobic?
I strongly have to believe what the Bible teaches.
Okay,
we go from one fucking nutcase right to another.
Okay, so now, yes, you're correct. And this is one of those stories that does happen every now and then where everyone is hateable.
Everyone. Oh, so a little side note, speaking of fucking nutcase religious people.
Oh.
I don't know how the conversation got on about it at work yesterday, but there's a what?
A house in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh. that joke got exactly what it deserved.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We have a Ouija board at home.
Why?
It was there at the house when we moved in. It's one of the one Parker brothers. Yeah. It's in a Parker brothers game box. They made them and sold them. You know, I can't remember how we got it, but I kind of remember, I think me or my sister wanted one or something for a birthday or something. We actually fucking got it, believe it or not. And that thing was still like, I don't know, in the back bedroom under the bed or something, you know, nice red flaming circle around it or something, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so I don't know how this came up at work yesterday, but something was said about that. I said to somebody, yeah, I got a Ouija board at home. One of the fucking loons from the other side, well, you better be careful with that. I'm like, why? I said, it's a fucking Parker Brothers. It's a Parker Brothers Ouija board. So I get my phone out and I go on Amazon and I order myself a nice fucking Ouija board mouse pad for work. Which is setting at home right now on the doorstep.
Artful.
Ah, yeah. Fuck them. If I could find a planchette-shaped mouse, I'd have that, too. Fuck these nutcase people. You be careful with it.
Or what?
Or what?
Fanatic. Then what happens?
Jesus fucking Christ.
From the very beginning, created two genders.
Oh.
Yeah. And I know that there is... mental illness and confusion.
For now,
mental illness and confusion, meaning anybody that doesn't believe what I believe.
All throughout this story, yes. Everyone involved.
Everybody.
Ahead and focusing on their client.
Are there any plans to file a lawsuit against the city?
We're not going to make any definitive comments on that. I know that we're going to look at all of her legal options moving forward and make the best decision for her.
Go fuck your mother. That is terrible.
Out to the YMCA of Greater Dayton.
Did ya?
It says it is following Ohio and federal laws and anti-discrimination laws, which allow all members to access its facilities and programs.
There you go. Case closed.
City of Xenia. It says it has no comment at this time. Back to you.
Back to you, Jeff.
Back to you.
What did I do with the picture of that monster?
Can we move on from this stupid fucking story? It's right in front of... Where is it?
Oh, is it on the... Oh.
I thought it was. You picked it up.
Oh, it's where the desk is bowing. Get it? Because of the picture. He's so fat that the picture is heavy. There he is. Woo. There he is. Miss America.
Listen, man, just sing Monday Monday for me, will you?
Tons of fun. Oof. That's going to go up on a wall of fame somewhere in here.
Careful, is your wall reinforced? You might want to have a structural engineer come in and inspect that wall before you hang that picture up. You might need to look into the city and get a permit before you fucking mount that on the wall.
I would tell you why I love that. You took my mediocre fat picture and improved it by about 3,000%. God damn it. Jeff Durant is one of my favorite humans of all time. Anyway, I think the only logical reaction to this story is...
There you go.
All right,
Moving on to the next fucking serious problem in America. Let's find out who else has been slighted.
Well,
and sued. They sued, goddammit, everybody.
Let's see here. A manager at the Hilton Hotel.
You want me to fucking hold that for you there, champ? Jesus.
Go Christ. Fuck your mother.
I can't see my computer monitor because he's holding his fucking papers in front of it. That's how far this blind fucking oaf can has to move shit away from his fat face.
Might be time for an eye doctor's appointment.
Might be.
Might be time. I got one in late June, I think, actually, or mid-June. I get it mid-June every year, and I get it at like 1:30 in the afternoon. so I can leave work super early and not go back.
And not go back.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah, schedule that fucking shit on a Friday.
Hell,
you're out.
Yes.
You're fucking out.
Manager at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Nashville has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault after he reportedly entered a guest's room and sucked on his toes while he slept.
What? Come on now.
Well, new information this morning as a suspect has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault after entering a man's hotel room. A very disturbing story unfolded.
Well, we got it. To get to the fucking story. We got it.
Downtown. 52-year-old David Neal is charged with aggravated burglary and assault after he entered a guest room at the Hilton Hotel and allegedly committed sexual acts. The man reported that he woke up to find Neal sucking on his toes.
God, can you imagine that? Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
God damn, can you imagine? You know what? I'm sorry. I'd be up on murder charges because I'd have beat that motherfucker with a desk lamp till he was no longer alive.
He was a puddle.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
There's nothing wrong with... I'm going to say this. There's not a lot wrong with America as a whole that cannot be solved by a good chokehold.
With a fucking ball bat?
Yes, sir. That video of that guy getting choked out in the subway, that fucking sociopath,
That
44 arrests and one, he crushed a woman's nose, a 64-year-old woman's nose. He crushed it with his fist.
Yeah.
And he got choked out to death on the subway. It's 3 of the 5 best videos I've ever fucking seen. Good. Fuck that human piece of garbage. Taking a stand here on TGR.
Well, new information this morning as a suspect has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault entering a man's hotel room. A very disturbing story unfolding downtown. 52-year-old David Neal is charged with aggravated burglary and assault after he entered a guest room at the Hilton Hotel and allegedly committed sexual acts. The man
I'd have fucking taken the heel of my other foot
and
hit him on the back of the head with it and choked him to death on my big toes. That wouldn't have been a jury in the world.
You want a foot in your mouth, motherfucker?
It would have been.
I'd have fucking wound up.
Fucking American History X curb stomping him on the desk.
Doesn't seem to fit.
That movie had, we've talked about it before, but American History X, which I've just watched for the first time in the last year and a half or so,
yeah,
fucking stinks. Every frame is a fucking insult.
Sucking on his toes, he immediately confronted him and recognized.
Did he?
That he woke up to find Neal sucking on his toes. He immediately confronted him and recognized him as a member of the hotel staff.
What gave it away? His fucking name tag and welcome to the Hilton?
Neal admitted that.
I love videos where and you don't find them. You don't find a lot of them because they're not. It doesn't happen in real life a lot. But I love videos where dudes pay the maid to blow them and happens. Yeah. Oh, I love those. I love jerking to those videos. Getting fucking dome where you're not supposed to in life. Oh, brother, that is the way. Just fucking decorator dumb foreign forehead. Man. What? You got nothing? All right. And you give her the $50. You're like, you got to say muchas gracias before you leave. Beat it.
He immediately confronted him and recognized him as a member of the hotel staff. Neal admitted that he entered the room, but claimed he did so due to the smell of smoke.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, your toes were smoking cigarettes.
Fucking smoking hot toes. Yeah. Yeah, I smell smoke. Fuck yeah. Smoke show that's in that room right there. Am I right? Huh?
Hell yeah, suck toes.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
Shit. That was also in Nashville, Tennessee. Is Nashville okay?
I don't think so, man.
What the fuck is going on in Nashville?
Quickly becoming the epicenter of fucking nuttery.
You got a hotel manager sucking toes. You got whatever that mass shooting or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got this story. 14-year-old has been arrested in Nashville after allegedly stealing a school bus and leading police on a high-speed chase on Saturday afternoon.
14-year-old, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking right on, Daddy. Yeah,
well, you know what? It's over.
Yeah?
And just execute him, because it's over. I guarantee you, if we were allowed to know this fucker's name, if we tracked him, I guarantee you, multiple times arrested.
Oh, probably.
Vehicle theft, aggravated assault, evading arrest, reckless driving, all on the rap sheet of a 14-year-old. Metro police say the teen was able to steal a school bus in Nashville, then went on a 30-mile drive before he was stopped.
Hey, how you doing?
Saturday, kids out driving a bus. Hey, pull it over.
What do you mean?
That's how this could have ended so much
worse.
Dude,
hang on. If that would have been me, 14 years old, stealing a bus, the first thing I'd have done, well, okay, if we go back to our time period, I'd have called everybody first and said,
"Are you shitting
I said,
me?
Look, man, I'm going to steal a bus. I'll be around to pick you up here shortly.
Fuck yes.
We're going driving.
Hell yes.
So be at the normal bus stop in 10 minutes.
I'm not walking to my bus stop on a Saturday. Fuck you.
Kelsey Gibbs tells us how this could have ended so much worse.
But didn't, so why are we speculating?
Everything could end so much worse.
Yes, I know.
People tell us they're not surprised to hear a 14-year-old is in state custody after he allegedly stole a school bus and went on a joyride going 60 to 65 miles.
By the way, this station, hang on, WTVF doing the pre-tape hit. Not live, doing the pre-taped hit on the news. So, congratulations to that station for not wasting satellite time or your employees' time, making them stand around a fucking courthouse or a jail till 6:12 when you can finally get to them. No. Yeah. Did the pre-tape. You can play it whenever you want. Art.
They say, thankfully, no one was hurt.
A lot of things is happening that ain't right these days. So.
No shit, stupid. Thanks.
Thanks for that in-depth commentary on the story of the boy stealing the bus.
Thanks. Here's your MacArthur Genius Grant. Thanks.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up these days.
Yeah, we know.
No shit.
Yeah, we know.
Thanks, genius.
Well, shit, not right.
I know.
They say, thankfully, no one was hurt.
A lot of things is happening that ain't right these days. So.
It was a situation that caused traffic to be backed up for miles.
That could have been drastic. Yeah. Could have been really drastic.
Could have been drastic, Brian. It could have been really drastic.
Mm-hmm. Sure could have been.
It could have been.
I know. Yeah.
Yep. It could have been drastic. It could have been tragic. It could have been phenomenal.
You know what it couldn't have been?
What?
Interesting. And I don't know why we're doing it.
Just once I'd like them to interview somebody and go, hey, you know what? Shit used to be fucked up, but now it seems like we're getting back to normal.
How mad are you going to be if Trump wins and everything kind of straightens itself out? How mad would you be? Woo!
You shit yourself, didn't you?
Nobody.
You should have.
No, but you know what? I did. Now, wait a minute. Because I did have chicky nugs and fries for lunch. And I thought maybe it was...
I'm sorry, you had what?
Chicken McNuggets.
Say it the way you fucking said it the first time.
Chicky nugs.
Fuck you. I'm done. I'm done. We're out. Fuck you.
Nope. He shut down his fucking career.
If you ever fucking say chicky nugs again... I don't give a fuck. If you ever say chicky nugs again, I will fucking waffle stomp your ass.
Oh, you know what a waffle stomp
I
is?
I do. Fuck you. I will shit on your face and waffle stomp your face and that pile of shit right down the fucking shower drain.
Man, I love the idea of a waffle stomp. I just can't make myself do it. I mean, I love the idea, but you can't shit in the middle of the tub and let it run down. I would have to hover and shit in the drain.
Desist with then, your hovering.
Desist with your fucking hovering.
You remember that old song from like the 50s or 60s called the Bristol Stump? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Kind of.
When they do the waffle stump.
Now listen, when you, that's a song we should do.
Yes.
So if you shit in the shower, should you shit in the middle of the shower and let the water wash it down to the drain? Or should you endeavor to hover over the drain?
Well, I think you ought to fucking step out and use the toilet like a fucking civilized human being.
Well, let's say that's not an option.
It's just, right there.
I don't know what you mean.
Show me a fucking bathroom, at least one that we're accustomed to using. We're not billionaires. Show me a bathroom where the fucking toilet is not right next to the fucking shower. Oh, or at least within 5 feet. You ever fucking say chicky nugs again, I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
I wish you guys could see. We need a 3-camera shoot in here. Chet was legitimately outraged.
Very. Fuck you.
Oh, shit. So he's still over there unwinding from it.
So good.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Fucking try me, Fatso.
Oh, you got a lot of room to talk.
Could have been really drastic.
We know.
And when I saw it on TV, I saw my... This is
saw it on what, TB?
Metro Nashville Police Station.
You saw it on TB? What's TB, Brian?
Terry Bradshaw?
Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis. The consumption.
The consumption. Well, consumption, sumption.
Yeah, you mush mouth, you fucked it up, didn't you? Consumption, sumption is what you said.
Yeah, can, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not... What is it?
Consumption Junction?
whatever.
Kip College Prep on Murfreesboro Pike Saturday afternoon and went on a drive. Kip Nashville telling us it is their...
Kip Nashville?
Hi. From Nashville?
Hi, it's me, Kip Nashville. Checking in from the bus depot. When I was in Nashville, speaking of stupid Nashville, when I was in Nashville last year, I was, this is after Ric Flair's last match, so I'm standing outside of this Nashville Municipal Auditorium or whatever it was, and I'm waiting for my Uber to come get me. Oh, God, my Uber.
Ew.
Oh, God. I'm waiting for my Uber to come pick me up. It's a Sunday night. There's a really nice white sports car, and about two buildings away, maybe three buildings away from where was a bus depot, like a city bus depot. And it's a really nice sports car, white sports car, little white sports car.
Was it a parked, white sports car, a little white sports car? Side. You're repeating yourself, stupid.
Okay. It was parked on the side of the road, and this city bus comes up and gets uncomfortably close to it.
City bus?
And then continues to turn to the right to get into the depot, makes contact with this sports car.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Stops.
Yeah.
At the first hint of resistance, the bus stops, and then I can't believe I even told the story. And then it keeps right
of
on going.
Course.
Daddy.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It fucking tore this little sports car.
Collateral damage, baby.
I was fucking howling.
Oh, I've been fucking dying.
Oh, shit.
That's what you got insurance for, Daddy-O. Yep.
And just then some fucking college-age white kid stopped and picked me up, took me back to my hotel. Oh, my God. Oh, I fucking howled.
Yeah, I'd have been fucking rolling.
Oh, it was good. No injuries, but God damn it, that car got fucked up.
Nice sports car, yeah. Not nice anymore.
No.
Fuck you.
It was art. Oh, was art. I should have glued my hand to that fucking scene because it was art. Oh, so good. I can't believe I haven't told this story.
No, that's the first I've heard it.
And that sound is unmistakable.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
That crunch of car
that gets your attention every fucking time. Yep.
I fucking turned my head, and it was just... fucking helmet.
Isn't that great? Everybody is laughing at this except for the fucking guy whose car it was. That guy is on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. He's fucking fuming.
To be perfectly honest, I might have been the only one laughing.
That's even better.
Oh, it was, God damn it.
Why are you laughing? Aren't you sympathetic? No.
No.
No, I'm not.
Why the fuck were you parked there in the first
place? Exactly.
Entitled sports car driving asshole.
That's right.
Using a key that does not belong to their buses.
Stealing cars, stealing guns, breaking into places. And these are young kids, 14, 15, 16 years old. You know, they're just doing things that are gone kind of crazy. So.
Police.
Oh, my God. 14, 15, 16-year-olds doing crazy shit? Boy, they never used to do shit like that when I, at our age, Brian, never. The hell's the world coming to?
I just, listen. Never mind.
Police say while driving the bus, the teen hit a diesel fuel pump.
We hit a diesel
fuel
pump.
Oh, he hit it. Oh. We need no fucking gas. Fuck that gas.
Oh, shit.
They're just doing things that are gone kind of crazy.
Yeah, we get it.
Get it, Grandpa. Who are you, me? Quit repeating yourself.
Doing things that are kind of crazy.
A little bit.
While driving the bus, the teen hit a diesel fuel pump at Casey's Market on Centennial Boulevard and also allegedly attempted to run over a person at the market.
God damn. That was vengeance.
Okay. Hit the diesel pump, but allegedly tried to run somebody over. How come he didn't allegedly hit a diesel pump? Huh? Fuck people.
Hitting a car in the process.
It didn't surprise me. The way society is going today.
Fucking hell in a handbasket, Daddy. Oh, I'm with you.
I'm not surprised at all. The way society is going today. Get off my lawn. Kennedy, you drunken Irish goon. Yeah. How the hell are you?
What are you spooks up to?
Jesus Christ.
Up with the butt. And a spike strip was deployed. The teen evidently saw the spike strip, slowed the bus down, and attempted to turn around in the middle of westbound lanes.
Turning a bus around.
Turn the bus around.
Police had the bus surrounded. Officers then broke out the glass bus door and used the taser as the teen was attempting.
I don't fucking...
Hide that little fucker.
In a society that functions properly, that kid is dragged out of that bus and his brains are splattered all over the fucking road with one round from a handgun. Just fucking murder him. Because you know what? It's over. It's 14.
You're stealing buses.
He's a lost cause. It's over. Clearly he's got no one in his life beating his ass.
Could have been worse, you know. Could have hurt a whole lot of people.
Yeah, thanks for your brilliant... They keep going back to this guy. His brilliant insights.
Dead boss, yes.
The teen is now in juvenile detention, facing several charges.
Yeah.
Teen is now 6 feet in the ground, and the problem has been neutralized.
Dealt with.
Yeah, dealt with. There you go.
Another dumb story. Fat trannies, man. Am I right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm going to frame that picture. If I can find a steel frame with trusses in it or something.
You have to build a support system underneath of it.
Come out and reinforce the concrete. How'd it feel? Have you done enough work this week?
Huh?
Have we done enough work this week?
I don't know. Have we?
And we will take this opportunity here to say farewell. And we will endeavor to see you at some point in the future. And I was delaying so that I could find the... Last show audio piece. Yeah. And I like it. Play it.
Yeah. I thought Doug did that shit.
Who?
Doug.
Oh, Doug Reacheron?
Yeah.
Future podcast Hall of Fame producer?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Oh. What does he fucking
do? I have no clue what he does back there. How much money I spent getting him outfitted back there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cocksucker.
Are you the one that paid for those gold teeth?
No.
No?
I got nothing to do with those teeth or that tracksuit.
Wait till fucking Reach Around comes around in here one day and says his name's Mrs. Reach Around or something.
What's Doug's tranny name?
Dolores, grab him in the pussy. I don't know. I don't know.
Votes for Trump after that. See you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over? Huh?